Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
People trying to develop topics on the text line. All right, who do you think is better, UT or A&M, guys?
That's a toughie right now.
Ooh-wee, boy. It's to answer that question this way by week, what is it, week four? Is that where we're at? It is crazy to think, but that is a 10 out of 10 times A&M.
Is it?
Right now? Shoot. I mean, anybody claim difference? Got to have burnt orange blood running through their veins.
Yeah, I think
them guys have struggled. I mean, they are their offense, like statistically, it is, I say their offense, I should probably limit that to their quarterback. I mean, statistically, he's one of the worst quarterbacks in the country, and they've played two of their three games have been against teams that he should have ran up.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Now he ran up one of them, and then he did
for one half. It took him forever to get started, but yes.
And then I think 10 out of 10, A&M has the better quarterback right now. They did have the number one team in the country and lose to them by one score on the road.
Yeah,
and even with their poor quarterback play, had a bunch of opportunities. Stopped at the one. So, I mean, I think Arch is hard, but that Texas defense is nasty.
Texas is going to have a real problem if the opponent has similar dudes and a quarterback. They're going to have real problems because I don't think it's just Arch. Look, I think Arch has not been like Ohio State did. Like, yeah, I mean, the problem with Ohio State is they also were starting a quarterback for the first time and they were in control of that game and knew that their defense was going to dominate, so they could be somewhat conservative and they got away with it. Like I think when you play a team like A&M or you know, truth be told, there's the LSU's one of them. You know, look, I think Arkansas's one of them with Taylen Green. And there's a quarterback that, whether it's his arm or in the system or just the legs, that can go out there and, hell, he may put up 17, 21 points themselves, then I think they're going to struggle. The reality of it is it's not just Arch. Arch has been bad, no doubt about it. I'm not trying to minimize that to any degree, but Sark has not been good. The offensive skill, and I'm a little hesitant because – I want to believe what I've been told preseason about Texas, about their ability to reload at the skill player position, but it looks to me like they lack like game changing speed, with the exception, what's the one kid's name that they
number one, Mingo. Yeah, what's Mingo?
There you go. Yeah, there you go. That cat. It's an Ingo. I can't remember if it's an M Wingo or a W, but the he's special. He's different. But there's usually four or five guys that are like that with Texas, you know, and it's just not. I don't know if that's the case this year. I don't know. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying I don't know that they got dudes. Like, can you play A&M? If you're Texas, can you play A&M and go into that game with the horses, the athletes, the speed, the twitch, explosion, and think that you can win that game?
No.
I mean, again, I will say they They had enough. They've only played one game against a team that has that, and they had to say to themselves, especially offensively, we were terrible.
Yeah,
we were awful,
yeah.
And it was 14-7, including us on the 1 yard line, and couldn't get it in. Like they had the best receiver in the country, and now he dropped some, but they were able to keep him down. So we'll see what it looks like by the time they meet each other. The final game of the season. They got one more tune-up against Sam Houston or Hill.
Boy, is that A&M Texas game the final game?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Thanksgiving
beautiful.
Weekend, yeah. Baby.
Oh, my. But then they get Florida.
It's in Austin, right?
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Then they get Florida and Oklahoma is after Sam Houston State. We'll see. Those are teams that have dudes closer to them. All right. Clint, I can't help but to think kind of a big picture thing that I took away from this game, and that's listening to all the press conferences from last week and all the things that was said last week with D'Amico and CJ, including CJ saying they were lollygagging and didn't practice well going into week one against the Rams, including D'Amico not acknowledging CJ as being the voice over there on the offensive side of the ball that is like Aziz on the defensive side of the ball, and ultimately saying it's him, to yesterday him saying there was communication issues, D'Amico saying that, and if you listen to CJ earlier today, he didn't seem to have communication issues. If you just heard D'Amico there in his presser that we played earlier today, There was some things there, especially at the end. I don't know what it is. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I don't know what it is, but Clint, it looks and sounds like to me, for the first time, it looks like 2 weeks in a row that they're not in sync.
I want to remind everybody back in training camp when I said there's something not right about C.J. Stroud, and I got piled on a little bit about that. I said I didn't know if it's injury, I don't know if it's mental, I don't know what's going on, but there's something wrong with C.J. Stroud. And I think maybe something wrong was not the right word, the right couch of that, but there is a level of frustration that stemmed, I think, from last year throughout training camp, getting absolutely destroyed in training camp, to now all of a sudden you look at it. I think there is a frustration with C.J. Stroud, whether it's the first-year offensive play callers that he's having to deal with, the injuries that he's had to overcome in his supporting cast, the thought of coach after coach going up there and talking about, there ain't nothing wrong with the system, all we got to do is execute. Then there's the just getting the hell beat out of you for over a year. Like to me, here's the deal, is there is no question about it.
So you're hearing it too. You're
absolutely
feeling it too.
Anybody covering this team that listens to audio, that listens to press conferences, that pays attention, you cannot deny, you cannot disregard, you cannot. There's no doubt about it that the dynamic between the head coach and the quarterback for the Houston Texans has shifted. Now you can make of it what you will of the whys and the how fars and all this. What does it mean? That's up to you to decide. But there's no doubt about it that that dynamic between D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud has shifted. You laid out several situations that are blatantly obvious in pressers and through the different audios that we get from the organization. There's no doubt it's shifted. Now, is that by design? And D'Amico said, okay, I got to take the kid gloves off. It's
yep.
Time. You got to take this offense over. It's on you. Or is there really a tug of war going on, if you will, in the sense of like D'Amico's going, because it's clear right now D'Amico Ryans is doing everything he can to cover for Nick Caley.
He's tied to it.
I don't know if it's because he's tied to him or if it's because he thinks it's the best route to make this thing work, but there's no question about it. D'Amico Ryans is putting effort into covering for Nick Caley and minimizing the shortcomings of Nick Caley that I think are blatantly obvious right now. Now, that could be an experience. It could get better. But right now, 2 weeks into this thing, it's blatantly obvious he's never called offense. And so, the inability of D'Amico to go in and say, yeah, man, I don't know what goes into D'Amico to Nico not getting more targets in the first game. Even this week, I think, you know, you go down there and you get second and one you know, in a fourth and goal situation, you're targeting three straight times, and so the targets actually go up and look decent, when in reality, you did a poor job of getting the football to Nico Collins in this game as well. And so, you know, the inability to just say that and hold guys accountable, that's interesting. It's interesting, but I think it's very real. And you know, that again, I think the overall point we're trying to make here is that the dynamic has shifted.
Something has shifted.
The dynamic has shifted. I think that's undeniable, yes.
And now it's a wonder of how it responds. I don't know, Tyler, is it too hard? I guess the thing that's mine is like, D'Amico seems to be holding him more accountable or challenging him. It could be taken that way, or just being more hard on him, right? In it publicly. Like, I've never had any belief that D'Amico wasn't, you know, giving him what he needed to give him, you know, behind closed doors. But now it seems like it is publicly and almost at times passive aggressive. Like, yeah, I thought we had Nico open in the back of the end zone, but the ball was thrown out of bounds. You know, or some other things. I think he said something that was kind of passive aggressive late in his press conference today. You know, maybe not even passive aggressive, but not just saying his name out loud, but you can only understand. I don't even remember him really doing that much. I don't know. It just seems like there is some sort of a challenge or some sort of a, hey, mm-hmm. it's right there, and I'm going to say it publicly.
It sounds like he's saying, all right, you're three, CJ. Let's grow up now. Let's go.
Well, yeah. I think guys, I think there – to me, if I had to put my finger on it, there's got to be some level of, because the communication was great. If you ask about Nick Caley, that was the improvement from week one to week two. But communication was a problem in critical situations, right? Which points towards CJ and definitely points towards the players. And so it wouldn't shock me one bit that they don't watch film and CJ is not identifying mics and CJ's not getting them out of bad plays and into good plays. And That may be the source of some of this friction, but there's no doubt about it that dynamic has shifted, and it'll be interesting to see kind of how it all plays out.
Text line coming in. Clint, you're spot on, but I think the dynamic has shifted because CJ is coming out of his shell more. I think he is speaking up more and challenging certain things he doesn't like, and he is the one that's sick of the aw shucks love affair.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Of our fans with D'Amico.
I don't know about the last part. I'm on record. I love what CJ's doing. I want to see frustration. I don't have a problem at all with disagreeing with the coach. If the coach comes out and says there's some kind of communication, but again, the quarterback is in the damn huddle. The quarterback is in the middle of everything. He knows if there's communication issues. He knows if somebody's lollygagging. He's in the huddle with the guys. He's in the locker room with the guys. He's got the pulse of the team more so than anybody. And so I don't have any problem with CJ Stroud. Now you got to go play well. I mean, they just showed the ball that sailed him a little bit right there that would have been a touchdown for Nico dragging his feet in the back of the end zone. I mean, you got to make that play. I mean, if you're going to be that guy that stands up at the podium and talks about lollygagging and you're going to hold guys accountable and
years ago, he was making that play.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he was making those plays. But are you a one-hit wonder or can you steady the ship here? We'll see.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.